what got you started in the pageant work? What was that spark for you that just really brought you into it?
In 1984, I was asked to perform in the Miss Buffalo pageant at the Convention Center. And I enjoyed the performing in the pageant so much. And Vanessa Williams was Miss America that year. And I got to meet Vanessa at a reception and fell in love with her. And the Miss America bug bit. It just bit. And once you are bitten by the Miss America bug, you're bitten for life. It's a bug that stings you for life. So, and it's a good thing. It's a very good thing.
What has changed so much for you?
Swimsuit competition. When I was involved with the Miss America organization in the 80s, swimsuits were one piece. They are now two piece. And I was posting on my Facebook page the preliminary winners in swimsuit and talent. Actually, it's called Lifestyle and Fitness now. Let me get that correct. And I'm just amazed at the swimsuits, but times have changed. When Margaret Gorman was crowned Miss America in 1921, they had the knicker swimsuits with the stockings. So I guess we're rolling with the times. But that's been the biggest change. And the increase in scholarship dollars. Last year alone, Miss America organization on the local, state, and national level provided over close to $6 million in scholarships. It's the largest source of scholarships for women in the world and in the United States, second next to sports.
And there's always been that fine line of some people feeling that perhaps it might be demeaning for women to be up on stage strutting, but as you just mentioned, that educational component.
A woman can actually, without becoming Miss America, fund her entire college education from the local, state, and even if she does get to the national level. I had a Miss Arizona who won more scholarship dollars than the fourth runner-up to Miss America one year. Many women have competed year after year and just to get the scholarship dollars. And to say that someone is exploited means that you're forcing them to do it. No one is forcing anyone to do it. This is a wonderful opportunity. A girl who becomes Miss Buffalo, Miss New York, any state in the country, and definitely Miss America can pretty much write their ticket professionally anywhere they like.
Tell us what goes into pageant making, and you're going to prep the Buffalo pageant here. It will be in February at Buffalo State's Rockwell Hall, correct?
Right. Yes. Well, currently we are in negotiations for television. We're almost finalized. We have to get some final approval from the Miss America organization, but based on my record, they're pretty much, it's a formality right now for them to just sign the paper and say, okay. Very rarely does a local pageant televise in the United States, so this would be a really big feather in the Miss Buffalo pageant's cap. Michael Terranoli, who's our executive director, asked me to come back to the organization, so I was just thrilled to come back. So now what I do is I will start selling sponsorships for television. And then once we have the contestants, I will have them about a week beforehand. I'm also working with special guests that are going to be performing. And we have three former Miss Americas coming in for the Miss Buffalo pageant.
Who are they?
Well, one is Dorothy Benham, Miss America 1977. She and I did many USO tours together, and she was also part of the Statue of Liberty celebration, so she's a good friend. Miss America 1991, Marjorie Judith Vincent, who she and I had a couple of appearances with. And then Miss America 1993, Lianza Cornett. So Lianza and Marjorie are coming in as judges, and Dorothy Benham is coming in as a co-host of the pageant.
Do you know historically how far a Miss Buffalo past contestant has gone?
We have not become Miss America yet. Several Miss Buffalos have become Miss New York and have made it into the top 10, but not Miss America yet from Buffalo.
Well, giving Buffalo's renaissance, do you think 2016 might be our year?
It's going to be our year. We have to keep thinking positively. Kehlani Ray Rafko, who was Miss America in 1988, said, never put an if in your sentence if you want something. So, you know, keep the tunnel vision going and you always say when. So next year is going to be our year.
Well, Michael, thank you so much for coming in and talking about the Miss Buffalo pageant and the Miss America preliminary pageant. We're excited and we'll look forward to the winners.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure being here.